If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I want to identify three reoccurring life themes that you might not be aware of in your day-to-day life. And I'm going to talk more about those themes. I'm going to talk about how they impact our life on a daily basis and how these three specific themes reoccur over and over and over again. And depending on how we deal with it, kind of depends on what we end up getting. And I think many of us know that life is a cycle. It's cyclical. Things come back around. You know how you hear that? You know, things coming back around. You know, history repeats itself. That's inherently true. And a lot of the reasons why things repeat themselves is I think it's kind of a test. I think it's kind of a life test sometimes. How do we handle it this time? How did we handle it last time? Did we do any better this time than we did last time? Did we learn anything from the last time into this time? Or are we still doing the same things, creating the same stuff, making the same mistakes? And sometimes that happens. That's normal. We're human. We can make mistakes. However, I'm one of those firm believers that if we can get it right, we can move on to a higher level, more depth, more awareness, and, you know, we kind of power up. I don't know if you ever played, like, the Mario Brothers and stuff like that back in the day, but, you know, video games that had those levels, you know, like, you powered up, you got to the end of the level, you jumped over the dragons, knocked over this, did that, and you leveled up. And I really believe that that's the way that we live our life for real. I believe that that's part of our life as a human, is every week or every month we level up, every year we level up, and depending on the stuff that we didn't get right, we get to do that all over again. Hence, history repeats itself. Hence, I believe that I've been here before. What about good old deja vu as well? All of these interesting things that come into our life. And so let's become aware of those things. And that's what I want to help you with on today's show. To be aware of these things, to understand when it's coming around, to get the idea, and to know what you can do to better your life situation. And so the first theme that we're discussing on today's show is how the past comes into the present moment. The past comes into the present moment and we come to terms with it. And it's always very interesting because you know how people say, oh, I ran into so-and-so and I haven't seen them forever. And that's normally one of the ways that the past comes back in, is that you run into people that you haven't seen in forever. And it's interesting, you know, how that impacts your life and how that happens and how you interpret that and how it makes sense. And then also how you basically figure out how to live and how to be and how to do with the past coming back in. And I'll give you a good example. The other day I was at a restaurant. I was meeting a friend of mine and we were talking for a few minutes. And the bartender, we were sitting at the bar, and the bartender, I look right at and I realize the bartender is actually an old roommate of mine from college. And I immediately, when I saw her, I knew it was. And, you know, a lot of people have a tough time being able to see people and go, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so, or being able to, you know, identify somebody within a second. But that's something that comes rather easy for me in my life. And I immediately, oh, my God, how are you doing? And it took her about, I would say, about a good minute before she knew who I was, which is totally fine. All you need is for me to talk for a while, and I'll identify myself. My voice is highly identifiable. And so it was very interesting, you know, our interaction. It was very cool. And then we recently went out and grabbed some dinner the other night, and it was great. And it was pretty funny, too, because the day of the dinner, I got a text message from a friend of mine saying that a mutual friend of ours from out of town is in town for one night and wanted to see if I wanted to hang out. And so it ended up being all of us at this dinner, and it was great. And it's like when the past comes back around, I think one of the things that we think about is, you know, how did we treat the people in our past? Because when we know that the past is going to come back around and we know that it's going to show up one way or another, don't we want to have a good feeling? Don't we want to have treated these people well? Don't we want this to be a good experience instead of a bad experience? Like, all those things that come into play when you're dealing with the past. You know, I always find it interesting back in the high school reunion how right before, you know, we got out of high school, a lot of people made a lot of bonehead decisions and chose poorly before they left high school. And so during the high school reunion, the 5-year, the 10-year, it's funny how people still think about that stuff and don't show back up to the reunion. And so whatever we did in the past, I think, haunts us forever if we don't do the right thing. And it's not necessarily that it haunts the people around us. They could probably care less. But I think we think about it all the time. And so it was really nice to have a good, solid, clean slate when it comes to dealing with the past and having the past come back into the present. And also being able to go a step further than just that, but being able to take the past and move it into the present. Because I believe that we all have that knack to move it into the present by being able to find commonality that we have with folks that we had from the past, but being able to renew that or make that new or make it more interesting and make it something that works right now. And I think that's a caveat that I take from when the past comes back into the present. How do we actually make that stick? I think there's been a lot of times in my past where I assumed that I was going to be hanging out with certain people over and over again, and it just didn't happen. No matter what the best of intent, it just seemed like the universe wasn't going to grant us that time, or apparently both of us felt that we didn't want to embark on that relationship, didn't have the time for it, or just didn't work out. And I find that interesting. I mean, how many of the friends that you know from high school and college do you hang out with? How many have you run into and tried to rekindle a relationship, just even, you know, a friendship? And how many times has that stuck? And how many of the times have that stuck because of your help and your pushing to make it happen? Versus how many times has that stuck or not stuck based on somebody else dropping the ball or you dropping the ball? And kind of think about what the impact of that is too, because I find that we are always looking for messages in life and meaning in life. And I think some of us more than others. And so when we're given a rare opportunity to have a relationship with somebody that we've had back in the day, I find it to be quite enjoyable because we get to see where each person's coming from, you know, how much they've learned, how they've grown, what they're working on, and all that stuff. And it's really neat. It's kind of cool that you could just come together after all those years and kind of just like come back to where you were again. And it's not weird. And and you feel at home, and you feel good. And I think it's kind of like when you find people like that and you work to connect, because I think at any moment when you drop the ball in that situation, because of the way our lives are and how fast-paced they are, we have a tendency of not being able to get it back. You see what I'm saying? Like, you run into somebody, you get the number, y'all call each other one time or maybe twice, you text back and forth, and all of a sudden one person drops the ball, the other person forgets, you know, time goes by, you haven't texted, you haven't called, you forget about it, and you kind of miss out on it. And all of a sudden, that chance to get together kind of goes away. And one of the biggest things, too, is that for many of us, our phones are so bogged down with texting and calling that it's really hard to find conversations that got dropped. It's hard to find those conversations that got dropped somewhere down the road, and it's hard to go back and find them because we kind of forget about it, and then the time goes by, and then when we kind of come back onto it, we stumble back onto it, we sit there and go, well, was it really meant to be? Is this something that we needed to do, or was it not? And I think, you know, sometimes maybe it's not. Sometimes you might not be in the same place. Sometimes maybe somebody might be in a different stage of their life. But I think sometimes that's a cop-out, too, because it's easy for us to just say, well, you know, if I run into them again, great. But I think for the most part, we got to really step up to the plate and say, hey, these things don't happen by coincidence. How can I make the most of this relationship again in this time period right now? How can I make the most of it? And what do I need to do for the best implication possible? You know, I'm going to be talking more about the other life themes and how they're reoccurring and how you may or may not be aware of them. When you get a moment, go to the website, AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won. And I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit AARPFoundation.org or MedicareMadeClear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know know the rules can stop the pain and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about those three reoccurring life themes that you may or may not be aware of. Right before the break, I was talking about how the past comes into the present. We run into old friends. We run into old companions, old buddies, old roommates, all that kind of stuff, and we go, wow. And I think oftentimes we kind of drop the ball because we're so stuck in where we are right now in our life. We're so stuck in that routine. You know, we show up to work every day. We do this. We do that. We go to the grocery store. We get home. We take care of the kids. You know, we have that small group of friends or that same group of friends that we always hang out with when we do hang out. And it's like trying to make that group bigger is hard. Trying to find the time to make time is difficult. But I found that it can be very rewarding when we actually do it. It can be very rewarding because we get to not only reminisce, but if we play our cards right, we can actually reconnect with somebody that can probably, you know, educate us on something. And it's very fulfilling. And there's a reason for it. You don't just run into every single person, right? There's a reason for running into people. And yeah, some of you might say, well, hey, I know a lot of people, by the way, and I run into people every day. That's great. That's good. But what are you doing with that? How are you allowing that to impact your life? And are you? And are you giving it the time, the awareness that you need? Because I think when we're really aware of the stuff that's going on in our life, we begin to place some importance on that that we may not necessarily place before because we didn't realize the importance. See what I'm saying? And so when you're looking at the past coming into the present like that, it's realizing that we have the ability to have this friendship, we have the ability to cultivate a newer version of the friendship, and we have the ability to either follow through or to drop the ball. And I find it very interesting. I find it very interesting because there's been a few times where I've run into people that, you know, I kind of pursued it and they didn't, or vice versa. And it's also very interesting when you run into somebody from the past too, where neither person does anything. And I think in that situation, that means that maybe the time has passed. You know, that friendship was for a particular season. But I think more and more, the more mindful you become and the more aware that you become in your daily life, when you run into somebody that had an impact in your life and you actually put yourself out there and, you know, make something happen, I think this is not by chance. I think this is inherently important for you to figure out what the meaning is that about and how to actually use that and implement that into your daily life. The next reoccurring theme is that this is a small world. Very funny, right? It's a small world. Very funny. It really is. I mean, how many people do you know each other? And even if you're not even aware, unaware, let me tell you, I was just at a dinner yesterday where some other people showed up that are living in Washington knew these other people that were from Louisiana. Okay? Very funny stuff. It's a very small world if we allow it to be. And I think the more mindful we are of our life and this world, the more we realize that. Because I think to some degree, everybody's just a degree or 2 degrees of separation off. I mean, how many degrees of separation are you from Kevin Bacon? I don't know. I'll think about that. But I think there's something about that. And I think that the implication of a small world means that you got to watch what you say. And I'm not trying to say that you should lie. I'm not trying to say that you should try to act one way if you don't feel that way. But what I am trying to say is I think that a lot of times you're like, just get it out, Ashley, for the love of God. A lot of times we may say something that we don't really realize we're saying, and we don't realize who we're saying it to. And I think sometimes it might be in the heat of the moment, or it might be a fleeting thought, and we've all had diarrhea of the mouth sometimes, and we just need to be quiet. I mean, I've said some stuff, too, where I'm just like, oh my goodness, if I could just take that back. And sure enough, it went down the pike and turned around and da-da-da-da-da, and then somebody else finds out about it, and it's just one thing after another. And so I realized that if we don't have something good to say, we've got to let it go. If we don't have anything good to say, we can't really say anything because it's not going to benefit anybody, and it's definitely not going to benefit us. So when you realize that we live in a small world, it makes us aware of how important it is to be our best, to be our best version of ourselves, to, you know, do the right thing no matter what, to do the right thing even if we think nobody's watching. You don't have to lie or try to be contrived on things, but to let things go instead of saying something that could come back and be hurtful to somebody. And understanding that, too, that when we realize that, we realize that whoever we want to meet or whoever we want to talk to is really not that far away. And the concept of being divided and having that issue is really an illusion. Thinking that you can't meet somebody or you can't speak to somebody or this is going to be an issue or this is a blockage or whatever else, it's really not true. We're all connected at the source and we all have that degree of separation, and I think it's highly important for us to realize the validity of that situation, to understand the validity of that situation, and to be aware of the fact that when we do want to meet someone, we do want to do something, we need to reach out and make it happen. People can't read your mind. And so it's like you got to sit there and say, how do I get the point across that I want to be involved? Who do I need to talk to, and how do I make it happen? Recently, in an interview, I had someone ask me a question, you know, is there somebody that you want to interview that you don't think that you can get to get on the show? And I said, you know, I hope not. I hope not. I believe that when you believe that this world is small and you know that you can connect with anybody and you're authentic and you're real. And when I mean authentic and real, I mean you're truthful, you're honest, you're not lying or sabotaging or trying to screw up, you're not trying to hurt somebody or set somebody up, you're just a genuine person who cares about people. I think you can go far in this world. And I know some of you out there say, hey, I've paid a lot of dues, I've done everything right, I'm always coming to the plate being the right person, being authentic, being real. And I see other people playing these games. I see people, you know, manipulating people, using their money, doing this and that, lying and cheating, and they seem to be getting ahead, and I'm not. And I think that is seen a lot of times in this world. And I get it, but it shouldn't detract from you being that authentic person. It shouldn't get in the way of you being that authentic person. It should be more of a reason to continue to be who you are, because I think to a certain degree what we see about them getting things is really kind of an illusion. And yeah, you see them with the expensive house, the expensive car, the this and that, and I get it, but how happy are they? But also, how stable is that? Is that real? How long is it going to last for? I had a client the other day tell me that they were into some illegal sales a long time ago. They were selling illegal drugs a long time ago, and they made a lot of money. And they invested that money from the illegal drug sales into two different companies that both went bankrupt. All the money that they had made from illegal drug sales, okay, all of that money went away. Every dime. Quickly. And I find that interesting. Because I think a lot of times we might see people doing things and it seems to be working for them and everything's going their way. But do we see it always? And at what side and at what time are we seeing them at? You see what I'm saying? So if you're seeing that person that's selling that stuff, whatever they're doing, it has to be drugs. It could be anything. And they're involved and they're making this money. And you see them, you know, heading up the ladder. You're like, man, what's up with me? You start making judgment calls. You start thinking about it. But if you really think about it, you have no idea what's going on later down the road. We have no idea what the future holds. But I've realized that the more we do the right thing, the better our future is. And we know that we don't have someone coming to collect at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? I think it's kind of a big deal. When I return, I'll be talking about the next life theme that impacts your life that you may or may not be aware of. And later on, I'm also going to offer you some suggestions and some tips on how to better your life and how to bring to you good things in your life by doing simple, small things that you may not be aware of. Hey, by the way, I'd love it if you went to YouTube. If you're online, you can be on your phone or you can be on your desktop. Google YouTube. Go to YouTube and put in my name, Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y-B-E-R-G-E-S, and watch some of the latest videos that I have out. I create a video at least once a week on some awesome subjects that probably connect with your life and may help you and may actually help a family member or a friend too. So I'd love it if you found the channel and if you subscribe. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about those three reoccurring life themes that you may or may not be aware of that happens in your life. And sometimes all these themes can take all one time. It can all happen at one time. It can be in one day you have all these things going on and you don't really realize it because you're in the middle of your life. I mean, it's hard to step back and see your life from a bird's eye view when you're in the middle of it. It's just not something that you can easily do. And because of that, we have a tendency of overlooking these reoccurring themes that if we use them properly, we can actually change our life in a very positive, amazing manner that we haven't done sometimes before. Right before the break, I was talking about how we want to be the best version of ourselves because the world is a small place. It's a small world after all, right? They sing that at Disney World, for Christ's sakes. I mean, there's got to be a reason behind it, right? It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. Okay, yeah, so we get that. And because it's a small world, we got to realize that, you know what? We got to be the best version of ourselves. You have no idea who's going to be talking about you someday. About, oh, yeah, I saw Ashley. Or I saw so-and-so over at the XYZ, and she was talking about XYZ. Great. And that can really help you, or that can really hurt you. All right? So we got to be the best version of ourselves. We're not talking about lying. We're just talking about doing what's right, being the best version of ourselves. And it's interesting because when we recognize that, we realize that there's meaning behind everything. When we're aware of it, we realize that when we run into somebody and we have a chance encounter, it's really that chance encounter. It's not something out of the blue. It actually has meaning, okay? So how do we allow that meaning to be in our life, and how do we allow that to impact us in a positive way, and how do we get the most out of that? I'll talk about that more here later on. The next theme in your life that you might have spotted recently is you didn't realize you made an impression on someone, and you didn't even know it. You made this great impression on somebody, and you didn't even know it. You might not even remember them. And the next thing you know, they're coming back around and they're telling you about how you made such a great impression on them. And you had no idea. And I think a lot of times we don't realize that because we're so into our lives. We're so into the stress, the anxiety. We're into this stuff that we got to do every day. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to get this done. We got to get this done. Oh my God, I got this deadline. I got those deadlines. Oh my Lord, where's the Tylenol? And I think that it becomes a problem because we get stuck in this rut and we're unable to see how other people perceive us. And we're unable to see our impact we have on other people's lives. And it's not until somebody comes to you from your past that's so excited to see you and so happy to see you, and they tell you, hey man, God, I missed you, man. You didn't even realize that you were that big of a deal in that person's life. And that's a big deal. You didn't even realize it. Isn't that wild? Haven't you ever gone to an event, a party, a birthday party or something? Let's take the example of a birthday party. And you're not feeling great. You're not feeling like your best. You're kind of getting tired. You don't really want to go. And you're like, man, I got to go to this party, and I don't feel like it. I mean, I got to go to the store and get a bottle of wine or something because I don't have a birthday card or a birthday gift. Got to get in the car and drive 25, 30 minutes down the road. And part of you just goes, man, I just don't want to go. And you kind of hem-hawing around. And finally, you know, you got to go. So you're like, you know what? I really do need to go. And you finally get in the car and you go. And that's great. And you get there and you had no idea of the impact you had on these people's lives. Literally, you show up and everybody's so happy to see you. Oh, man. God, I'm so glad you made it. Oh, geez. We were hoping you were going to be here. I mean, that changes your whole perspective on life. You had no idea that they really cared that much. You just didn't. That's not something that you were thinking about. You had no idea that they really cared that much. You had no idea. And it's really nice surprise, to be quite honest with you, but it is a surprise. And I think that we got to think about that kind of stuff. And the reason why I bring this theme up is because we got to realize that we don't always know how people perceive us. We don't always know how they feel about us. And we don't always know the impression they have on us. But when we say we're going to do something, we probably should follow through, because that person might think about you extremely highly, with high regard. Okay? And whether or not they do or don't, I mean, our word is our word, right? It's nice to have a word that we follow. We do the right thing. We do what we say we're going to do. And then people automatically go, wow, she does what she says she's going to do. That's a good thing. But to realize that we really don't realize how impactful we are. We don't really realize how people feel about us. We just don't realize it. And because we just don't realize it, we've got to become more aware, but we've also got to be where we say we're going to be, and we got to be really true with our word. When we're true with our word, we do what's right. When we're true with our word, we go to where we need to be at, and we follow it, and we make it happen. When we're true with our word, when we say we're going to be somewhere, we're there, okay? And all this impacts the people around us, either in a good way or a not so good way. So we got to really focus on what that means. And so I think that's very interesting when we're thinking about our impressions, when we're thinking about this kind of sort of thing, we're trying to figure that out. And I think that when we realize that we really don't know exactly how somebody thinks about us, we really have to take into focus that and begin to say, hey, I don't know, but if I step back and I do what's right and I become very self-aware, maybe I will. Because I think sometimes we just don't see it. And I think a lot of times it's because maybe we're not supposed to. But I wonder if sometimes we just don't have enough self-esteem to understand. We don't see how somebody could feel that way about us. We don't see how we can make some sort of impression at that level with them. And I think that's critical to understand, because I do believe that self-esteem plays a role in a lot of things. And I believe that self-esteem plays a role in all these things. Because when we do have a low self-esteem, we don't really realize things. We're not really being mindful. And why are we not being mindful? Because we're too busy thinking about the stupid stuff that we've done. We're too busy being critical. We're too busy over-analyzing the dumb stuff we've done. We're too busy seeing all the bad stuff to really be aware of what's happening right now. Let me give you a good example of that real quick. So you walk into the store. You're buying your groceries at the grocery store. Go to the vegetable aisle. You're walking through. You're going to grab something else. Maybe you're getting some cheese. Maybe you're getting some sandwich stuff for the kids. And you're too busy thinking about how you look. Maybe that you hadn't combed your hair. Perhaps you're wearing something that you worked out in before, whatever it is, and you're kind of feeling a little, well, not your best. Oftentimes in those situations, we're not very aware of the things around us. We're not aware of the people we come into contact with. We're not aware of where we are, and we actually miss out on a lot of things in our life. If we actually do see somebody, and they see us, and we're both aware, we're too busy trying to perfect our look or whatever we think is wrong with us that we don't really have a deep conversation, because what? Because we're too much in our own mind worried about the way we must appear to other people. And that can take us right off target, and it does every time. When somebody doesn't feel good about themselves, doesn't feel like they're worthy, doesn't feel like they add or contribute to the conversation, don't feel as though they're at their best, doesn't look their best, doesn't sound their best, whatever it is. And so the whole dialogue with that other person, you don't really even hear what they're saying because you're too busy stuck in your own mind. You're too busy stuck with that, you know, the judge, jury, and executioner, that it becomes a problem. And you don't even really have that conversation. So when you're leaving and y'all, the conversation's over with and you're walking your way to the bread aisle and they're taking off and going to check out, it's not until you're heading home that you kind of remember that that really took place. Or you're thinking, man, I wish I would have gotten to have more of a conversation, or God, you know, whatever it is in between. But we're not being mindful of being aware of why we were in that conversation and why that chance meeting occurred. Stay tuned. When I return, I'm going to give you some suggestions on what you can do to learn from these life lessons and make them work for you. Check out the website, ashleyburgess.com. Also the YouTube channel. Don't forget to subscribe, please. I really appreciate it. And Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back in. We'll be back in two shakes.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. You could be
my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about the three reoccurring life themes that you may or may not be aware of in your daily life, things that have probably happened over and over again, and the awareness will not only bring responsibility, sure, but it'll actually kind of bring you some closure, some joy, and some awareness that leads to a happier, healthier life. So right now I want to give you some pointers, some suggestions on how to kind of deal with this stuff and what you can do to make the most of these cyclical events that happen in your life, get the most out of it, you know, suck the marrow of life, and really make something awesome happen. You know, the first thing you can do is to be more mindful. I don't know if you can be more mindful, but you got to be mindful. And that means being aware of your daily actions, being aware of what you're doing every minute of every day. And I know a lot of you out there go, golly, Ashley, what are you talking about? I'm talking about being aware of where you are, being aware of how you feel, being aware of why you're somewhere, being aware if you're in the right place at the right time, feeling the timing. Seeing the synchronicity. Synchronicity is a big thing, and when we're not aware of synchronicity, you're not aware of being in the right place at the right time. I am highly acute to figuring out if I'm in the right place at the right time for synchronicity. And I have certain connections in life that I realize I am highly connected, and when I'm highly connected, I know that I'm in the right place at the right time. And I think that you've got to get right with you to figure out how to know when you're in the right place at the right time. There's a feeling. But sometimes our equilibrium can be off. Sometimes our hormones can be a little changed. And so that feeling is changed or masked or manipulated. And so we have to go to a backup indicator. And what's that backup indicator for you? Because it's got to be different for almost everybody. There's certain signs, certain symbols. And if I were you, I'd go back to my childhood, and I would think about those symbols when you were a kid that kind of made you feel good, or the things that would show up, or the time or the clock, or whatever it is that you saw over and over again. Go back to some of that stuff and realize that those were lifetime suggestions on being in the right place at the right time. Those are suggestions to prompt you to realize that you're in a safe place, that you're where you need to be at. And I know they can be very random. It could have been like seeing 333 on a clock, okay? Some of you 1111, 222, whatever. seeing a name, seeing a logo, seeing a time, something that you've dealt with your whole life, something that makes sense to you, something that brings awareness to you, something that you go, wow, that's what that means to me. And I think if you really focus on that, you'll get what I'm saying. Because it's different for everybody. I can't sit there and say, well, this is the only symbol that you should deal with. Everything else is just a bunch of hogwash. No, I can't say that. No. So it all depends on what connects with you. It all depends on what connects with you. It all depends on what matters. And it all depends on what goes back to the childhood, which I believe directly relates to our future. Once we become aware of that, our life begins to change. The second guidepost that'll help you understand these life themes is that when something comes around from the past, a person, an opportunity, something, whatever, is to not define it. Not pigeonhole it, not stick it in a place and say, well, this is why this is, there's nothing more, there's nothing less, to realize that we got to let go of expectations. We can't just define something, and we can't just assume that something's the same as it was before. And I think that's one of the biggest things, is that we make the assumptions that, you know, oh, well, this friendship was XYZ then, it's going to stay that way. Well, you know, friendships morph and change all the time. You might have met before, but the actual friendship wasn't meant to really be there until later on down the road, okay? Until the time had facilitated itself and made the most out of what it needs to be. And I think that when we don't put a value on it and say, well, this is all this can be, or this is all this was in the past, I think our life begins to change, and we begin to allow people and situations to be as they want, because our minds are quite limited when it comes to understanding this kind of stuff. It just is. Our heart is so much more massive and so much more powerful than our mind is. And when we allow ourselves to take out that expectation, to stop defining things, good, bad, or whatever, to stop defining things as, oh, this is in my past, or this is my future, to stop defining things, or I don't have time for this, or I don't have time for that, or whatever that is, all of a sudden, we can get the most out of a situation without degrading it and bringing it down to this small level. Last but not least, to understanding these reoccurring life themes and to make them work for you is to believe in the process. When we believe in the process in our life, we change up the entire dynamic. When we believe in the process, we actually get the stuff out of our life that we should. When we believe in the process, all of a sudden, our life opens up. And if we're doing the right thing and we're projecting the right thing and we're being there and we care about what's going on and we have the heart and we got the soul and we're doing the right thing, when we believe in the process and we go along with that and we do the best we can, good things usually happen. It's normally when we begin to question the process, question inherent values, is when we begin to allow another door to open that I believe sidetracks us. Because I think that when we put a value, whether good or bad, and we hold it to that, I think that our expectations are limited in our mind, because we can only create what our mind can create. If we haven't seen something before and we don't know something to be an option, we'll never have that option because we've never seen it before. So the best thing in your life that could happen, you might never have ever thought that it could be a possibility. You've never seen it. So by putting whatever the situation is and not allowing the process to work, what's happening is you're stopping the infinite process. You're getting in the way of what could be, that could be amazing. But you just can't fathom that in your mind, so you're holding it down to something that's tangible. Y'all are awesome. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.